T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
To see the New York Giants.
Sounds like NFL films a little bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
At a frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
No doubt.
The four horsemen took the stage like gladiators of a century before. The pigskin, their only method of success. And they marched. They marched in the cold and wet snow across a long, thick, white line that Lawrence Taylor years later would try to snort. They were the Four Horsemen of Green Bay. Paul Hornung, suspended for gambling, came back and told the NFL that they would rue the day. And now the NFL is in bed with gambling results. Yeah. For Paul Hornung was right.
He was ahead of his time.
He wasn't. He really was.
It's Giants-Cowboys Monday
Giants,
Night Football.
Cowboys. On the frozen tundra of MetLife Stadium, where there has not been a single playoff win since they built the building.
There was one, Craig, against the Eagles back in 2009.
Whatever.
Do you want the answer to that question?
There was one playoff win at MetLife Stadium. Yeah. It was against the Atlanta Falcons. In 2011. What was the final score?
The final score was Giants 23, Atlanta 21.
No! How many points did the Falcons score?
The Falcons were shut out. They
infamous.
Scored a safety.
There you go, too.
It was 23-2.
Was it 23-2 or 20-2?
Who the hell?
I forget that.
I thought
that.
It was 20-2.
Yeah, I think it was 20-2.
Of course you did.
Anyhow, we'll take caller number 2 at 866-540-WFAN.
Raphael Champion.
And we'll give you another chance at the 4 o'clock
hour. He was a bad
guy.
He was like one of those Neverland Ranch dudes, right?
Who's that?
He probably went to Penn State.
Who?
Didn't Raphael Septien, the old cowboy kicker, get in trouble for like stuff with
I
kids?
I don't know.
Will you check before I put out bad information?
Yeah, don't
that's
put out
a messed
bad
up
information.
Thing.
In fact, you know who just put out bad information?
What's his name again?
Raphael Septien. He was the Cowboys kicker in like the 70s.
This just, no? I'm sorry, this pisses me off. The attorney general,
if he did it.
The attorney general of our state, A.G. James, just released a tweet that is so political and so hacky and so stupid, it annoys me. All right? So here's what the attorney general just tweeted. Millions of New Yorkers paid their cable bills expecting to see live sports programming, denying them the chance to watch Aaron Judge step up to the plate to make history tonight is wrong and unfair. I am calling on MLB and Apple to open up tonight's game to the YES Network. Miss Attorney General, the game is free!
Yeah. Boy, she should be disbarred for that.
It's misleading.
So let me just walk you through.
It's free, Attorney General.
So that she's had a pretty big week, huh?
Yeah.
File a $250 million civil lawsuit against the Trump family. And make the Yankees put the game on YES, or Apple TV put the game on YES.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's going to work.
Well, I'll give her this. Yeah. Most of the responses
on Twitter.
In other
words, she's running for governor again?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Most of the responses on Twitter are like, yeah, you're right. But it's free. Like, I understand that it's a little bit of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But if this costs money, let's say you needed a subscription to Apple TV Plus.
Yeah.
I'd actually be with you. Me and Craig would probably be screaming, this is wrong. Yeah. No one wants that stupid app. No one wants to pay it. The morning show's overrated. I mean the TV show, the morning show, not our morning show.
No, that's fantastic.
I just want to clarify.
Yeah.
But it's a free app. And so this is just, this reeks of political.
That's funny. If, and maybe she does care. If she cares so much about the fans' ability to enjoy their favorite teams, where was she when Kyrie Irving wasn't allowed to play basketball?
Oh, don't get me started.
I'm just asking. Like, where were you on that
one? You're trying to provoke me?
I'm just asking.
Like, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, and I respect
because
it.
Because either you care about the fans' ability to enjoy, you know, their favorite pastime, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, whatever it is, or hockey, and you want what's best for the fans during tough times, or you don't. Guess, you know, kind of pick and choose.
Yeah, you're pissing me off now. Not that you said anything to piss me off, but yeah. You're opening up an old wound.
Yeah.
You're opening up the wound of Kyrie's in the building, yeah. But God forbid he's allowed to play. Yeah. Where were you then?
Right.
You're right. Where was anybody then? Because this is just a populist, I think I've got the people on my side, this is an easy win,
right.
Everyone's going to agree with me. And yeah, you'll get the red meat from people who say, yes, you're right, put it on Yes Network. But
she also wants people to support her attack on Trump.
Yeah. Well, that was the previous
thing. Wait a minute. Letitia James actually, when got us baseball, yeah, Trump's guilty. That's funny. Like, sometimes just you should stay out of lanes you don't belong in a little bit, you know? Or be in that lane all the time to do right by the people.
Well,
I would respect that if you're constantly, you know, there.
Yes.
Representing the good, hardworking people, then I'm down with it. But not when it's convenient.
Yes.
Because when it's convenient, you're doing it for ulterior motives,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Oh, no. The ulterior motive is this is an easy victory for me in theory because everyone wants the game on Yes Network. When I think if we just...
But
we
peel Yes away, wants it on Yes Network.
You know, I get that. But what happened early on in this baseball season is there was a false notion that you needed to pay for this game.
Right.
And I think we did it. We tried to do a quick job of dispelling that. That it never cost you money. It didn't. It wasn't true. And it feels like a tweet like that implies, even though she doesn't say it, but the whole people pay their cable bill, it implies that you need to spend money to watch this game.
But you don't.
And it's not true.
You literally, it'll take you, if you don't have the app ready, I want to be fair about it, 3 to 5 minutes. That's it.
Yes.
Now, I agree. It is a pain in the ass to have to do it. But it's not incredibly hard. And as Evan has said a few times now, it doesn't cost you anything.
There was another tweet that bothered me earlier today that I'd have
was
to mention.
Was it the fact that there were no women at the morning show remote today?
What? No, it was not
I just
that.
Noticed it. I don't know if that was weird.
Jamal Bowman is an American politician and a U.S. representative here in the state of New York. And I thought his tweet today was very uncomfortable about Nia Long.
Nia Long is the girlfriend or maybe fiance.
Yes, of Ime Udoka.
Of Ime Udoka, the former Celtic head coach.
We know what's going on there. Yeah. Okay. He tweets out, sending nothing but love to Nia Long. We're not letting a man who didn't recognize the luxury her presence was dim all her beauty and glory. Matter of fact, we need a Nia Long national holiday. I don't like this. I feel like he was... Come on.
That is crazy.
I didn't like that. Am I wrong here, Craig?
Yeah, come on, Craig. Okay, stay out of this.
Stay out, please. Stay out of this.
It's crazy.
This is serious. And seriously, like it comes across as if you really don't care about Nia.
By the way, I have the Attorney General's statement in front of me.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy, call the Attorney General up. See, we'll bring her on the air today. Here's the problem, and this is a real fundamental problem.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't do her homework. And that's a problem.
So it went more extensive than the tweet?
I have the entire release.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Go ahead.
I don't want to read the entire thing, but all right, I will. All right? Give me some reading music, Big Mac. Are you ready? History is in the making.
That's reading music.
History is in the making as Aaron Judge electrifies Yankee fans and everyone who loves baseball to deny millions of New Yorkers and fans around the nation the opportunity to watch as Aaron Judge steps up to the plate is wrong and unfair.
Whoa. She said that?
I'm not, there's more.
Wait, so she is claiming that people are being denied the opportunity. Millions of New Yorkers are being denied the opportunity?
Yes. That's not accurate. New Yorkers pay their cable bills expecting to see live sports programming. And here's where you got to do your homework if you're going to get involved in this. And this is a problem. Now they are being asked to pay extra if they want to watch this exciting home run chase and potentially historic game.
Mm.
That is fundamentally and factually incorrect. You got to do your homework if you're gonna insert yourself into an area of life that you are normally not involved. You have to get it right. Nobody has to pay extra.
So let me make this clear then. When I said she didn't say it, she implied it with her tweet. No, she said it.
She said it.
In her statement, she said something that's fundamentally not true.
Right.
It was a misnomer in April, which I understand. I think we've mentioned it a million times. This game tonight doesn't cost you extra money. Now, do you need accessibility to a tablet or a smart TV? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You do. You can't have a TV from 1977. I acknowledge that. But the service that you're being, that you need to watch the game on is free.
And I'll do you one better. And this gets in the weeds a little bit, and I apologize for it. This is a deal that Major League Baseball set up. The Yankees are just a member club of Major League Baseball. Yes has no claim to be the network that you'd put the game on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Apple TV was like, you know what? We want to do right by everybody. And we're going to put this game on a regular TV channel. They could pick any channel they want with baseball's approval.
Right.
The Yankees have no say in the matter. None.
No.
So if I'm SNY.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
We'll do it.
We'll give you $1 million.
There's another hypocritical
anyway,
issue.
But this is so...
Another issue, though, Craig, that needs to be mentioned.
Yeah.
Miss Attorney General.
Yes.
Every Friday. This entire season.
That's right.
You needed to actually pay to watch the New York Yankees.
I'm sure she put out a statement about that.
Because that statement would be accurate. If she said, hey, you know, Yankee fans have to pay all season long for Amazon Prime, that would at least be accurate. This is not. And all year long, the Yankees made a decision. And I'm not ripping them for the decision, Craig. I'm just laying the facts out. The Yankees made a decision to move their games off of YES Network to Amazon Prime.
Channel 11. It was the Channel 11 package. Same difference, but go ahead.
You get my point.
Yes.
You needed to have a service to watch that game, correct?
And you had to pay for it.
Yes. Now, do a lot of us have that service? Yes, we do. We all love Amazon Prime.
Sure.
That happened all year. Where were you?
Didn't care.
Where were you for that?
Because it's not, right now, everyone's talking about it.
But this one actually doesn't cost you money.
By the way,
that one did.
This is the fundamental problem with politicians.
Oh, clearly.
It's jump on the train late, you have no idea what you're talking about, and you embarrass yourself. Because, yeah, every Friday, if you wanted to watch Yankee baseball, it was a service you had to pay for, Amazon Prime.
There are so many
things
wrong.
Now there's one game, you don't have to pay for it, and you're going to insert the power of your office,
and
it's a very powerful office.
And you're inserting your power at 3:30 in the afternoon when the game starts at 7. Did you wake up and just find out Aaron Judge and Apple TV exist?
Well, she's
it's
very
so
busy.
Disingenuous.
Yeah,
this day, that's the word that comes out of me. It is so disingenuous when the New York Yankees, and again, I'm not ripping them. They had every right to do it. I don't have a problem with it. They move their games to Amazon Prime.
Yeah, for money.
For
right.
money.
Right.
All season long.
Yeah.
Where it actually cost you money, you had to have that service. Tonight, you don't have to have the service.
To deny millions of New Yorkers and fans around the nation the opportunity to watch as Aaron Judge steps to the plate is wrong and unfair.
Jesus.
Yeah, now they're being asked to pay extra if they want to watch this exciting home run chase. It doesn't cost you a nickel. So now does she put out a retraction?
No.
Or no?
No, just let it die. That's
hey, Tommy,
doing.
Can you call their office, please? And ask if Miss James will come on the show? Because I'm sure she's not thrilled with her staff right now. Because her staff told her
100%. I totally agree. It's your staff. And hopefully her staff will let her know that she is wrong.
Maybe you guys will start appreciating what it's like to have such a, you know.
An amazing staff that's never wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Compared to the Attorney General's staff, we have a glowing staff.
There you go.
We got one guy walks around with a dummy that looks like me all day. Yeah. We've got a program director that spends half his time in Philadelphia. Yeah. Our staff is great.
I'm a little annoyed with that guy.
Why?
Mr. Staff with the
I'm
dummy card.
Oh,
I texted him last night, can you make me a GIF that says Mets fans for Phillies? Never heard back. Totally ignored me. I was like, come on, man. I want to tweet that out after the Phillies win.
Oh, you're funny.
I was very disappointed.
Your Philly love right now is funny.
Hey,
but
they beat the Braves.
It's going to be dwarfed right now by what's going on. That is crazy, huh? So what did the Attorney General's office say, Tommy?
Watch this.
No shot he talked to him. No shot at all.
Is it just 1-800 Attorney General?
No, come on. You haven't found the number yet? For real? What's he doing? He's giving me hand signals like he wants me to steal third.
He won't respond.
Yeah, what do you got?
I have both. I shot the email first and then calling, so there's two avenues because the helpline will be hit number four if you're this, hit number eight if you're that, hit number 10. So the email gets there quicker, and then I can be on the phone as the email's out there in the email verse.
They're not looking at emails at 3:30 in a general email box.
Oh, the press office? 100%.
Call the press office.
I am. No, I'm saying it's two avenues.
Oh, so you called the press office?
Calling and emailing. Does that make sense?
So you have two
eggs in the basket.
Because I just heard that we have an amazing support staff. You guys are known as the enhancers.
Yes.
Here's your chance to enhance.
Okay, sure.
When you say emailing.
No, emailed.
You emailed.
I emailed.
Okay.
Calling.
So the call hasn't happened yet. The email's done.
So while I'm calling and trying to get through, the email might get there faster. So I wanted two eggs in the basket.
And you hit send on the email?
Oh, it's done. Yeah, it's
already done. All right, so now you're calling.
I am calling. I have the number right in front of me.
I liked it. All right, there you go. Well, you guys are good. You guys are good.
The best.
Well, good.
Sort of decent.
And he ordered the pizza, too.
I did. The pizza's on its way.
Nice. Pizza Friday.
Well, I'm just telling you.
And I put in that order for Fanatics for you as well.
Thank you. Oh. Well, he's having a good week.
What are you getting from Fanatics?
Don't you worry about what I'm getting from Fanatics.
Another Ranger sweatshirt?
No. By the way, this sweatshirt's dope. Fanatics just announced that with Mitchell and Ness, which they own, that they came out with the authentic Michael Jordan Carolina gear.
You are such a sellout. Bro, you're a Knicks fan.
It's college.
It doesn't matter.
It's his college stuff.
It's Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but I've got a thing for Carolina blue, man. Oh. I do. I love the color, that color blue.
I'm so glad I'm not a Knicks fan. I'd be killing you.
So I basically got a pair of shorts and a hoodie. Mm. Yeah, I'll rock it as soon as it comes in next week. All good. Yeah.
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable to me.
Did the attorney general get back to you? No. Not yet.
I'm going through the press one, press two, press three.
All right. You'll get there. I have total faith in you to get it done. We're the most listened to afternoon show in New York. So I'm sure they're all listening around and going, Miss James, we have a problem. You put out a press release that was factually incorrect. What do we do? What do we do? Panic. Like someone gets fired over that, right? Don't you think?
You would try to spin it, is what you would do. So
because
what you would
my
do
concern.
Is you'd. But by the way, let me just say this: they would spin the response. They'd say, "Well, we knew that. What we meant is,
no, we didn't need." Know that.
I'm telling you what they'd say.
Yeah, but they can't say we knew.
I'm going to tell you what they say. I'll tell you, and then you can tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
They would twist it into, well, you have to have internet. And if you don't have internet, then you don't have access to the game. That's how they would spend.
No, they're not. That is so...
Craig?
Soft, cheesy.
I'm telling you right now, they would turn it into, well, you need access to Apple TV Plus, you need a smart TV, you need a Roku, you need an internet, and if you don't have that, but you have cable, you can't access the game. That would be the spin 1,000%. Am I wrong, by the way?
You're wrong.
Okay.
I mean, I would be so disappointed in them. Sometimes, as we say... Just take the loss.
Yeah, but most politicians don't take losses.
Yeah, but maybe they'd get reelected if they did.
Well,
yeah?
Look, John Kennedy took a loss once, and it was the best political decision he ever made. But most politicians, big and small, don't take losses. So I'm giving you what will likely happen, which is this is the spin. Well, if you don't have internet. Craig, if you don't have internet, can you access the game tonight? That's the spin. And I just did it to you.
Hey, do me a favor, Big Mac, since you're busy texting your girlfriend. Could you... go to the WFAN Sports Radio Twitter account. John and Susan did a commercial for Uber Eats, and I'm dying to hear it.
Did they really?
And they're standing there. Susan is holding an empty cup and a baseball helmet of fries, and John's holding what looks like either a hot dog or a burger. And I'm dying to hear the audio.
Oh, we need to hear this.
Right.
I'm watching the video now and just looking at it.
Yeah.
We need to hear what it sounds like.
Because I guess you can use Uber Eats at the game.
Okay. Yeah? All right.
I'm assuming that's what it is.
I guess so.
I wonder if she even eats a single fry. Or if he takes a bite of that dog. What do you think?
John's faking as if he's about to eat the hot dog and then he doesn't.
Do you have that or no? Play it. Good. Let's hear this. Yeah, he's got it.
You can order your favorite Yankee Stadium food on Uber Eats.
Just order on the app and they'll tell you when it's ready and you go pick it up. You don't have to stand in line. Just go to where it says pick up and there you have the stuff.
All right, stop. That goes against the whole concept of what Uber Eats does, though. They deliver it.
I got to go get it?
I got to get up? Yeah, if I got to go up and get it.
By the way, where Big Mac is sitting tonight, they'll deliver it to him.
Yes.
Very fancy
seats. But you don't get the grub, the free grub, like when I gave you those two tickets.
No. Because I sat in those seats for the Met-Yankee game.
Yeah.
Nothing's free, but I think they actually
get waiter service.
Waiter service, which is, by the way, for a guy like me who doesn't want to miss a pitch, I love it.
It's
not everything. There's a bacon on the stick stand, like right behind the seats, and they don't deliver bacon.
There's
on the
what?
Stick. Mm-hmm. Bacon on a stick.
Yeah. At where?
At Yankee Stadium.
They've had it since I brought it to them.
It's really, really good.
And what they did is they put it on a clothesline, like Jeffrey Burke did at his restaurant.
No, I don't know about the clothes. It's just on a stick.
They had they were doing it in like one of the clubs, and they had like two of those old school the Yankee bats,
right,
and a clothesline in between the bats, and then like a what are those things called? That you hold the clothes on the clothesline?
A clothesline?
Those pinchers.
Oh, a pin.
Whatever. No, it's not a pin.
It's a clothesline. A clothespin,
whatever.
Yeah.
And they put like four pieces of bacon, whatever, in between the bats.
Yeah.
Now they just put it on a stick.
Yeah, I just get it on a stick. Yeah. It's delicious.
I mean, someone should ask the Yankees who brought them that idea, where they got it from. I'll wait.
Well, ideas are just ideas, but in practice, it's delicious.
Yeah, I can just declassify things by thinking about it. Yeah. Ideas are just ideas. Sure. You know, I had the idea to go to the moon. They stole it from me. Great. Imagine a guy filing a lawsuit like, that was my idea. Well, can you prove it?
I thought about it.
I thought about it. My thoughts are trademarked now. Are they not? Buddy of mine, Phil Velarde, just got an email. Apple TV Plus. Friday Night Baseball. And it's a picture. This is interesting, right? So earlier today, they sent out an email promoting tonight's game on Apple TV Plus, right?
Right.
They had a picture of a Yankee, obviously, in the promotion. It wasn't Judge.
Oh, was it Gerrit Cole?
No.
Really? Giancarlo?
Yeah.
That's a mistake.
And I'm saying to myself,
Apple, what are you doing?
Like, Apple, come on, this is your moment. They weren't promoting Aaron Judge. They are now.
Oh, okay.
So the one guy just got is it's now.
You know what Apple did last night, which I thought was smart? Jon Stewart released a video. And Jon Stewart's a big Met fan, which he acknowledged in the video. I respect that. Reminding fans how they can watch Friday night's game.
Smart.
Because he's on Apple TV.
Oh, he's got that new show there,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Love Jon Stewart.
He wrote the foreword for my book.
Did he really?
Yes. Yeah.
So you, like, know him?
No, I mean, he didn't write it because he didn't know me.
So you friends with him?
No.
Oh. But he agreed to do the forward.
Yeah.
I love Jon Stewart.
Yeah, I know you do. That's your guy.
I love that guy.
That's your guy. My guy's Dave Chappelle. Your guy's Jon Stewart.
He's very, very funny.
Here's Mike in West Orange on the Fan. What's up, Michael?
Hey, what's going on, Craig?
First thing
I got to say is it's great to hear you back on the radio. I missed you while you were gone.
Thank you.
Awesome to hear you back.
Thank you.
But the thing that I got to get to is that your partner there, he's talking about selling out and all that stuff. How as a Mets fan, Evan, can you possibly utter the phrase Mets fans for Philly?
Easy. I'm in a pennant race, dude.
That's an absolute embarrassment.
I'm in a pennant race.
For Philly?
Are you a Mets fan?
I am 100% a Mets fan.
How are you not rooting?
To do their job.
No. The Mets are going to win 100. Stop with that. Come on. That's a dumb comment. The Mets are going to win 100 games. They've done their job. They're going to win more games than the Yankees. They've had a great year. They need help. The Braves never lose. Like, take your self-respect and put it aside. We need help from the Phillies, dude.
It's okay to need the help, but you can't rely on them and root for them.
I'm not relying on them. The Mets can beat
the
Atlanta Braves next
week.
I want the Braves to lose to the Phillies. How can you not see that as a Met fan?
Because you can't say that you're rooting for them.
Yes, you can.
The DNA of Met fans.
You're wrong. You don't represent Met fans at all. Trust me. You're clueless in this. I mean, you probably know a lot about other stuff, but in this case, you are so wrong, and you should take your L. I'm sorry.
How about that?
We're in a pennant race. No. We're in a pennant race. I'm confident about very few things in life.
The boys to do their job and win more games than the Braves in this stretch.
Yeah, and they're playing a capable team right now, and I want that team to beat them because most of the season the Braves have beaten everybody in their way, not named the Mets. I want the Braves to lose. If you can't stand up and say that, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. And to utter the phrase, you need someone else to do your work, stop with that. The Mets are going to win 100 games. They're not backing into a playoff spot. How could you, as a self-respecting Met fan, say, I have no self-respect, actually utter someone else help you like that? The Mets are winning 100 games.
You're asking the Phillies to help you.
I'm asking for anybody to Yeah.
For Phillies?
You're damn right.
So you are asking for help.
I'd like for the Braves to
that
lose.
That doesn't equate to backing it at all. But you're asking the Phillies
to
kind of do a little bit of your bidding for
my bidding? The Mets have done their bidding. They've won 9 out of 16 games against them. The Braves are the best record in the sport since June 1st. Call me crazy. I want them to lose a few times. And if you didn't react in a positive way to the Braves losing last night to the Phillies, I don't know what the hell to tell you as a Mets fan.
I think there's a difference, Evan.
It's a game changer in this pennant race. Last night was a game-changing moment. These games matter. The Mets may lose a game to Oakland. There's no guarantee they're going to sweep them. And if they lose a game, you can't say, oh, they're choking. They're a bunch of losers. They should have run away with this division if this was a normal season.
I think the difference is being happy that Philly beat Atlanta, which you should be, is the way you should be. Begging the Phillies
to help
you.
I'm begging for them. I'm rooting for them.
Well, you got to beg them.
No, I'm rooting for them.
You know, Met fans
win.
For Phillies.
Yes.
It's a little different. It's a little much.
Stop.
It's
you don't
a little
get
untoward.
It. You don't get it because you're not in a pennant race.
No, because
you got this kind of.
I can't root for Philly.
No, here's why. Because you got your help all season long. The Blue Jays and Rays were mediocre. You got your help all year long. You never had to ask. The Braves have been the best team in baseball, I admit that, since June 1st. And so it's nice to see a team actually show up. Great job by Zach Eflin last night. Great job.
Does it make you feel better or worse that the Attorney General's put out another statement? I want to thank the Philadelphia Phillies for helping our New York Mets. We deserve to have more Met wins at a better record than the Atlanta Braves.
Yes.
And we want to thank Philadelphia for doing that.
I'd appreciate that.
You like that? You like that? That's good. By the way, Tommy, have you reached a human being in the Attorney General's office yet?
No human beings yet.
Hey, you know MLB real well.
Yes.
MLB should do this. At Attorney General James.
Yeah.
With the tweet they just put out on how to watch Yankees Red Sox for free in bold capital letters. They should attach that to the Attorney General. That would be the greatest subtweet of all time.
Well, why don't you do it? Take it.
Do what?
It. You can retweet it and quote it. You can quote a tweet.
All right, I'll do it.
Yeah, you do it.
Okay.
Yep.
A.G. James. Is that her Twitter account?
I have no idea.
What's her Twitter account? I don't follow her. I need the Twitter handle.
I'm sure you can look it up and find it. No? Come on. Do I have to do this for you?
I'll look for it now. I thought someone would help me. We have answers. Hold on. What is it at?
New
York State AG.
Okay.
Hold off on that.
I thought someone would help.
No.
You guys.
Listen. Letitia James has her own Twitter account. And it's Tish James.
Okay.
So you got a copy of that.
Should I do that one?
Well, yeah, I think so, too.
At Tish James.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and
right,
she tweeted an hour ago.
All right, I subtweeted it.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I attached the MLB tweet of here's how to watch tonight's games for free, all in capital letters. Free!
For
free!
Name that movie.
I have no idea.
Come on, Big Mac.
I know. It's one of the great Adam Sandler movies of all time.
Oh, it's a Sandler movie? I have
for
a shot there.
For free!
I've seen every Sandler movie. How do I not remember?
Go ahead.
Big Daddy.
Because it's not a good one.
Little Nicky.
Oh,
we've already had this discussion.
I know.
Happy Gilmore.
No.
You've never seen it.
Billy Madison.
No.
Spanglish.
For free.
Bedtime Stories.
Yeah, oh, I didn't see that. That's on me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, it's okay.
You still haven't seen it.
It's one you don't.
Don't you have some alone time coming up in the next week or two?
I do.
Yeah.
My family's leaving me for a couple of days.
Yeah? This weekend or next weekend?
This weekend.
Oh. Nice. You want to come over?
No.
Or are you going to be lonely?
I appreciate it, but no.
If you're lonely, you can come over anytime.
I may call you and just talk to you randomly.
That's not happening. I don't do that.
What do you mean you won't do that?
I don't do that.
If at 11 o'clock at night.
I'm not your guy for that.
11 o'clock at night Saturday, if I just want to talk to you, you wouldn't answer the phone?
Only if you had like a real life problem that you wanted to just kind of like.
Oh, no.
Walk through or a mental health issue, of course.
No. What if we just want to talk about radio?
No. No.
Like we break down ratings and
we could do that talk Monday through Friday here.
Talk about other shows.
I'm at work by 11. Yes.
You like that? Give me your opinion on things.
No, I'm not the guy for that. I apologize.
Nah, don't worry. I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah.
You're lonely though.
Dude, I'm gonna be so busy this weekend. I got the Mets playing. I got Mets fans for Phillies. I'll actually watch some college football because I'll have a chance. Obviously, Sunday's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me started Maryland on Saturday.
Yeah, there Rutgers playing Saturday night against Iowa.
Yeah,
I'll be fine. Little WWE Network, little Peacock action. Hello,
little peacocking.
Little hello.
And did your father-in-law make you meals for the weekend?
It's a great question.
Or are you on your own?
I told him no. I said, I am going to just order in all weekend. I'm going to Grubhub the crap out of the weekend. And I even may make myself a meal. So I told him, no thank you, but it was offered and I appreciate it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.